Now, earlier on, we were hearing from Lisa Lewis, who manages homelessness charity Doorway in Chippenham, and people using that charity are being given cameras to record aspects of their lives that mean something to them. It's Lisa's idea.
What I'm looking to do is to put on a digital photography project where I'm going to send our guests out with cameras to document their daily lives. Reason being is the fact that photography for me is a very, very good way of producing strong images without actually having to write anything. So, you know, if you have literacy issues, or you know, you can't write an article, you can't write something for our blog, then actually what you can do is you can just go out and just point and shoot and take a photograph, and photographs are extremely powerful, and they're kind of window to your soul as well. You know, it gives you an insight into what people's daily lives are like. It is to dispel the stereotypes, you know, and the prejudices. So I'm going to be sending out rough sleepers, people who are sofa surfing, but also people who are housed, you know, vulnerably housed, so that you can get an insight. And for me, it's about giving them a voice.
So that's what it's for. And of course, once you've come up with your idea, which is to get your unwanted cameras to be donated to Doorway in Chippenham, then you've got to kind of find a way of getting it out there. It's a vital lifeline for a great number of Wiltshire charities. Jude Habib is the director of Sound Delivery, which is an organisation that helps charities tell their stories and highlight the work that they do. Joins you on the line now. Hello, Jude.
Hello, good morning.
So, first of all, somebody came to you and said, because this was basically an idea that Lisa has only just had, and said, I've got an idea. I work at a homelessness charity. Why don't we get together some digital cameras and get the people of rough sleepers and sofa surfers and so forth and to take photographs? What would be your response?
Well, first of all, I want to say how much I love Lisa. I could hear from her interview how passionate she is, what ideas she has, and really that whole focus on giving the people she works with a voice to change perceptions is so important. We, you know, charities, especially the small charities, have such a fantastic opportunity now with lots of low-cost ways of telling stories and documenting stories, social media, digital media. So I think if someone like Lisa came to me and said, we've got this idea, we want to use digital photography to document the stories of homeless people and, you know, vulnerable sleepers and sofa surfers, I would say, brilliant idea.
So
it's an absolutely fantastic idea, because as she said, and I think you also alluded to in the earlier interview, these stories we don't hear, and also, and I, you know, be honest, you know, often homelessness and stories like that are often considered unsexy until you actually hear the stories or see the stories or see the photographs. So that's what's really exciting.
So there is a question of perception then, because there are definitely some charities which are, I mean, to use an industry word, sexier than others. That is to say, they are more likely to get more airtime, they're more likely to be seen more widely. Breast cancer charities, charities involving children, charities involving animals are ones that don't really struggle to get their message out. Local charities dealing with local issues, I suspect, are much further down that pecking order.
But I think what was also clear is local businesses get local support. And I think what Lisa has done by even talking today about the work is also getting the local community to think about what is on their doorstep. And that's, you know, the Doorway project is really, so I would say small organisations in Wiltshire and small charities who are trying to get their work heard or known about, it's about starting locally and really trying to change perceptions locally. So for someone like Lisa, who's working with people and encouraging them to give us an insight into a day-to-day life of someone who's vulnerably housed or homeless, taking photos and then offering them to the local media, putting them on their website, their Facebook group, their Twitter group, will help reach lots of different audiences.
So low cost doesn't mean low impact then, because
no,
local organisations listening to this thinking, well, how do we get our voice out there? it is very much the case, isn't it, that if you are not connected in some way to social media, if you haven't got a Facebook presence or a Twitter presence and you're not out there on social media, you're going to struggle to get your voice heard.
We can't, as the charity sector, afford not to be using digital and social media. These are parts of the way you communicate. It's not the only part, but it's definitely a key part. And what Lisa said, and a lot of local charities in Wiltshire will probably have, are volunteers. All different age groups, so some might be more social media savvy than others. And they can also help to train the people you work with to have a voice. I mean, I am passionate about working with groups whose stories we don't hear. And I know the minute that you give them a mobile phone that you can collect audio with it, or a blog, or a camera to tell stories, that they grow in confidence, and they also recognise that their story is important and is one that we should be hearing. And I think these low-cost tools for all small charities enables these charities in a way to punch above their weight. I mean, I've looked at what Doorway does online, and they're really impressive, and I think they're very good at telling their stories, but it needs people like Lisa who lead by example.
It certainly levels the playing field, doesn't it? Particularly when charitable giving is very much an emotive response, isn't it? A picture of a child in a neonatal unit, for example, or a picture of a dog with a cast on its leg, sells itself in many ways. The emotional appeal and the story that that child, that animal tells, is there in the picture. For someone who is, for example, homeless or vulnerably housed, their story is much more political. It's much more misinterpreted. It has all kinds of different ways of looking at it. Getting a single message out about that's got to be difficult.
It is difficult. I mean, it's interesting you say that. Last night, Channel 4 has a programme called Secret Millions, which is, if you think about Secret Millionaire, it's bigger. And actually, last night, they were talking about ex-offenders and how to support ex-offenders. I mean, and I was looking at the conversations going online and the public perception and support for offenders. It's very difficult, and yet people deserve a second chance. People are homeless for a reason. And I think it's when you really dig into those stories and especially hear firsthand those stories, we can start to change the way people think. Look, there are certain newspapers and outlets that have a certain take on how people live today and why people live in the way they live. But until you actually hear that, we don't know. And until you see that, like you'll see the pictures that the people Lisa works with are trying to capture, then we'll really understand how important it is to support these kinds of charities like Lisa's.
Jude, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank